Broken Sword by Guy Haley. Chapter 1.
Recording 799814. Guy Vesser, Institute of Human Affairs. Luis Arloa Borkan. Retrieval code 14A159. Personal memoirs of Guy Vesser Vray del Eith Jetan Colin. Guy Vesser Auxiliary Diplomatic Protection. La Rua 8448.
This is all about skill, Talker. I've been asked to record this as honestly as I can, so I will. I don't think you're going to like everything I'm going to say, or I don't think you would if you weren't all so damn sure of yourselves. Probably you won't listen to those parts, or you'll discount them. I'm only a Gwela, after all. And a first-generation one at that. I'm recording this in Gothic. I've not had the vocal surgery yet, so I'm afraid my tau nor paw will be as senseless as it would be offensive to listen to. Okay. Let's begin. I am Gwe Vesa Vre Dal Yeth Jeten Colin. In another life I was, and still am to myself, and among the other human auxiliaries, the Gwe Vesa, I mean, Jathan calling. I was originally of Gorman's Fast, now G-Men in Kasai Emien Sept. But all that's behind me now. This is my testimony. Firstly, Por El Bork and Kais Por Noah, skill talker, was my friend. I'm still cut up about his loss, more than I am about my team, if I am to tell the truth. But that's what you want, right? The truth? I'm uneasy about this. Telling the truth back in the Imperium was often a good reason to get killed. You'll have to forgive me if I appear hesitant. But as you have been so good as to trust me, then I suppose I can only return the favor and hope for the best. But you say we are given a choice. You know as well as I do that there is no choice. My choice was given to me while I was slowly bleeding to death on Gorman's Fast. A Krute rifle blade had cut clean through my femoral artery. Everyone else from my platoon was dead. I'd got a tourniquet on it, but I didn't have long, and already the Krute were starting to feast on the dead. I tried not to watch that, but the noises. I figured, you know, that was it. I was done for. Praise the Emperor, long live the Imperium of Man, goodbye, Captain Jathan Calling. The Shaz Vray of the warrior team that had blasted half my men to shreds called the Krute off. They checked the dead, found me. Medical support was there within seconds. The medic must have seen my stripes because a few minutes later, there was Skilltalker, giving me the greater good chapter and verse, while a bunch of Earthcast patched me up. I cut through what he was saying. I was dog-tired, used up. Half dead, in point of fact. I'd been put on the front to die. A shield for the high brass. Only they'd died and I hadn't. I'd had enough of high words to last me a lifetime. He was patient and took my interruption with good grace. I betray the Imperium for your greater good, I said. I'd heard how it worked. I'd seen Tau Tech openly for sale. Even seen a couple of the water guys roaming about Main Street unopposed. I'd heard about the planets that surrendered without a shot. I'd also heard that the Tau killed everyone that didn't throw in with them. Enslaved those that did. Sometimes murdered the willing anyway. Well, you'll forgive me again, I'm sure. Honesty, eh? This is what we were told. You're Xenos scum. Worst of the worst. That make traitors of honest men. And what if I don't? Skilltalker smiled, showing me his big square teeth, Such an expressive face he had. You're stolid to us, you know that? Most of you wrinkle your noses when you're happy. And Shazla always look kind of pissed off. But other than that, you Tau don't do facial expressions. I've had all the careful lectures about how aliens can't appreciate the Tau no po, the concern that comes with that lack of understanding. I don't think you realize that you're condescending, unaware of your own limitations. Well, sure, even after they resculpt my vocal cords, I'm never going to manage the threefold stances of subtle disharmony, no matter how many times you make me dance through it. I can't differentiate between the 14 tones. Fine. I'll come back and tell me off when one of you can wink. Skill Talker was different. All the poor la have such telling faces, but Skill Talker was different even from them. There was such warmth and humour to him. I miss him, you know. "Then you may die with honour," he said to me. Well, this wasn't a threat. I think he could tell he had me already. He said this with a real twinkle in his eye, like we were in on a joke together. Death or life. It's never a real choice, is it? Not for the sane. "Where do I sign?" I said. He laughed. And that was a noise I was going to appreciate as time went on. He loved life, Skill Talker. I was carried off on a stretcher by the Fiola. As I was lifted up, I saw I was being carried right past a line of other scared, wounded men who'd just watched one of their officers turn his coat at the drop of a medpack. And that was that. Skill Talker was giving his lecture to them as they pushed me into the transport. I don't think a single one said no. You are not a stupid people. I'll give you that. I was relocated to Dal Eth, along with a lot of other fasters. I'm not complaining. Good luck turning it around, I say. You're welcome to it. Yeah, I've been back here on Dal Eth these last 5 months. A half Tau sire, convalescing. And they got me working alongside the Watercast in the acclimatization program, dealing with new Commonwealth citizens relocated from across the Damocles Gulf. I watched the Gwela coming in from Mugulath Bay, pale, half-starved, terrified. Watching their fear go is the most remarkable thing. Watching their amazement grow is the second most remarkable thing. I thought Gorman's fast was a dump, but compared to the hives of a Grillen, it was okay. And this place is a paradise. You give us all a choice, but there really is no choice. Not a real one. I know that. I remember when Hinks got it, gunned down by those swine outside of Hive Cheron. I went to see his widow a few days ago. Nice place she's got now. Good support from the Sept authorities. Hinks's kids are growing up to be model citizens. His boy says he wants to go into the Gwaevesa auxiliaries like his uncle Jathan. He's a healthy lad, tall and strong. I can't help think what kind of life he'd have back on Gorman's Fast. Probably be half blind from working in the gossamer plants. Or dead. And yet there he is, cared for and fed and as strong as an amble calf. Remarkable. I'm still waiting for the catch.